What bad habits affect your emotional health? What's going on, everybody? That's what we're talking about today on the Mindset and Money podcast. I know my own personal bad habits that have held me back in the past, especially with money, overspending, finance and everything. But once I kind of really dove into myself and started asking tough questions, I was able to kind of figure it out. But so I want to talk to you today about what bad habits affect your emotional health. Habits are good in that they help us thrive and live life and with kind of like ease and comfort. When a habit is programmed into our system, much like it's like a robot that unconsciously responds to its surroundings. You know what I mean? Habits help us adapt. They make us look good at what we repeatedly do day in, day out. But on the flip side, once a habit is ingrained, it can be hard to change it. I know that especially as far as money is one of the hardest habits to change, because you've probably been doing it your whole life. This is the ugly side of habits, bad habits more specifically. Not all habits are created equal, because the habits can either be good or bad. Good habits develop us, uplift our lives, nurture us, strengthen us, and they keep us healthy and happy. Bad habits gradually work against us. The bottom line is that bad habits don't move us forward or, you know, work for our betterment. So it's time to watch out for these bad habits that can do harm to your emotional and mental health especially. And one of the main things that you need to look out for is negative self-talk. There's a old saying, misery loves company. I'm sure you've heard it. And there's no better time than misery loves company, and it seeks you out, is when you're feeling vulnerable and down. Negative self-talk can become a habit that is a bad habit and can cripple you emotionally and lessen your life by casting a shadow of darkness over everything you see. When you fail, you berate yourself to no end. You're constantly beating yourself up. Even if failure is not necessarily always bad, nor does it mean it's the end of the world, negative self-talk will prove that. It'll prove it in multiple ways. You will actually believe it if you tell yourself no. Not only will you attract more disastrous circumstances to fuel the constant negativity inside your mind, but instead of growing as a person, you'll stay stuck in the middle of your unfortunate circumstance. You'll be unable to attract or recognize a better opportunity if one were ever to come upon you. Negative self-talk is very powerful, but unfortunately, it's directed towards more negativity. It is unhealthy, unhelpful, and very, very limiting. Do not allow useless negative thoughts to pervade your mind for more than a passing moment. You could have a breakdown really quick, say something bad to yourself, but don't dwell on that. Don't hold on to it, because ultimately that's going to hurt you in the long run. Now remember, there's always a greater power in positivity rather than negativity. Next thing I would like to talk about is overthinking. Many of us are very, what's the word? I can't think of the word. But overthinking is something that I know I had suffered with for a long time. I still do to a point, but once I realized how bad it affects us, and it keeps us from moving forward, I just try to keep myself from overthinking so much. My wife overthinks a lot still to this day, but she's gotten better as well. Overthinking can be really bad because it can cause sleepless nights, misunderstanding, and it can lead to more conflicts than there actually is. Overthinking fills your mind with excessive worry and unnecessary anxiety. This only leads to more problems. It does. There's no way around it. It just leads to more problems. Yes, the mind can become relentless in the middle of an issue, but you need to allow yourself to let go of what you cannot control in the meantime. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned, that I cannot just have to let go of the stuff I can't control. I can only do what I can do, and I can only control what I control. And the other stuff, there's no reason to get worked up about it, because it's, you know, you're gonna end up hurting yourself mentally. You're gonna ruin your day thinking about stuff like that. So instead, rest your mind and think about, you know, calm yourself down. Helpful ways to overcome overthinking include meditation, praying if you are of the religious and spiritual type, exercise such as yoga or tai chi. I am not a yoga guy or a tai chi guy, but that does help a lot of people. I know dancing, my wife loves to dance, that helps her out a lot. Writing your feelings down, that helps a lot. Talking to somebody you trust, and just letting it out, that helps it out a lot too. Or momentarily turning to healthier, positive distractions, you know, doing something that you like doing. And another thing is coping through substance use and abuse. So now we kind of get into the alcohol or drugs or of that nature. A lot of people deal with their challenges through substance abuse. To them, it can be a form of distraction, right? You know, they just want, they chase the feeling of the high, or they chase the feeling of not feeling anything when they're on these things. But harmful substances such as alcohol, tobacco, and drugs only momentarily ease the problem. That's why they're always chasing that high, because it does wear off. But say like smoking may help you deal with the feelings of immediate pressure and stress, but the addictive substance and the nicotine, it's an addictive substance. It's exactly what it does. You become addicted to it. You become hooked. You're less able to relieve yourself of the substance itself with more repeated use. So in the same way, alcohol and drugs can be very addicting and may alter and affect the psychological functioning of the brain. This has been studied time and time and again that this is true. While using these substances may provide temporary relief, it is far from productive. This is not what you should be doing, and you need to be seeking. Once you find the problem, once you actually tell yourself, yes, that's 90% of the battle is admitting you have a problem. But once you do, you can seek out the help that you need to do, that what you need to do to get it fixed. Another thing I see that has also affected me is lack of exercise. A lack of exercise, it's harmful to your physical health. But the body is connected to the mind also. In turn, lack of the exercise can affect you mentally, emotionally, and psychologically, I'm sorry. Do you notice how exercise puts you in a better mood? It's my wife says it every morning. I say it since after I have my morning workout. You feel better. And the day you don't work out, you just feel like crap, kind of. I know that to be true. It's just the endorphins, the serotonin hormones being released in your brain every time you exercise. So it makes you feel good. Physical activity is life-changing. It's very healthy. If it uplifts a person's mood instantly. I know that happens to me. Yeah, instantly. Lack of exercise is not just a bad habit that affects physical health. It can dramatically impact the brain and emotional and psychological well-being too. So get your exercise. It doesn't have to be, super hardcore training, although, that a lot of people like doing that. But walking around the neighborhood, getting on the treadmill, whatever. If you don't have the exercise equipment, walk around your neighborhood. Just get out. Be active. And it will help tremendously in the way you feel, the way you act. So I recommend you do that too. Holding on to emotional grudges. Big time. Big time problem. There's a saying that goes, resentment is like swallowing poison and expecting the other person to die. That is so true. Begrudging other people and also not being able to forgive yourself are emotionally damaging, both of those things. Resentment may just be a feeling, but people can readily see that. can, it's not only a feeling, you can actually see the resentment. But like all negative emotions, it is heavy. And it can also harm your emotional health. Let everything that's beyond your power and control go. Like I said earlier, let that stuff go. If you can't control it, there's no use, absolutely no use in getting upset about it. You can't do anything about it. So turn that into an emotion, into a positive thought. Put your energy into that. Live in the present. Learn to forgive and let go. And I promise the weight of these negative emotions will never serve you. They'll never serve you well. They'll never serve you right. So that is what I recommend that you do. Most importantly, what I want you to take away from this is to let go of the stuff that you cannot control. And there's also a book out there. Where is it? I have it right here with me. It's a book by, it's an older book, so you could probably pick it up in an old bookstore, or I don't have an affiliate or anything for what I'm about to say, but Thrift Books is where I bought it, thriftbooks.com. The title of the book is called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Shad Helmsetter. This book really, really helped me in my negative self-talk, in my positive self-talk, because it also teaches that in there too. It is an older book, so there's references of audio tapes and stuff like that. So it is in the older, but the contents of the book, as far as the self-talk and how to get to it and how to start it and how to make it a habit, is excellent. So I definitely recommend picking up What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Shad Helmsetter. But that's it. That's all I got for today, guys. Real quick, that's all I wanted. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Go pick up that book. Change your life. Don't hold on to stuff that you can't control. Let it go. And I promise you, your life is going to be so much happier. I promise you. We'll talk to you on the next episode. Thanks a lot, guys.